PR point, it would tell them what they, so it can keep them from saying things they shouldn't say.
Right.
Put it that way, okay? Let me get at a couple things quickly, Richard. We'll get back to this, which is more important. I ran into a sort of a snag this morning, which was rather hard to understand, but I think that we could not, just a question for all of you. Steve came in with two schedule requests for a leaders meeting. The budget, the bipartisan leaders, Friday, Republican leaders, tomorrow, and so on. On the budget, the question that I raised, when I spoke about his doing budget, and things like that, under no circumstances can you have, and don't matter, you can't have 10 minutes of early on a speed and have him bring anything into me. You've got to handle the racist stuff with this. Ready, you know about this?
I question. I knew about it, but I talked to Steve, but he was not supposed to go racing at this point. We're trying to work out the plan.
See, I don't know what this week we can get it,
which I want to go over with you.
Yeah, no, but Steve should not come in, that's right. You see, because this was John Eric gonna come in and say, look, we've got to have a meeting with the domestic council. But John may not know that I have something scheduled like today, that therefore I can't do it. You didn't know about this, I just wanted to.
I didn't know he was checking it with you. I knew we're working, I'm trying to work out those meetings. I want to talk to you about how we put the rest of the week.
Well, let me ask one other thing. You were not supposed to, because this is also related. Do we now know definitely that Johnson
saying. That's what I meant, you go back. I'll tell her I can get it right or off their butts, have more of a little length than mine. Get it totally shaped up so that I won't have to dot an iron across the T. Have it all ready to go. Get it on the teleprompter and I'll go first. Who's gonna produce it? Is that the ball? You still got that ball mark there? No, it'll be for others. Looks all right. Looks fine. For things that are further. Well, fine. Good, fine. They got it in the editing. Brothers make good as fine of setting it up.
Fine.
But one, for example, like on a thing like tonight, you'll be brothers and come in and want me to. That's what I said behind the desk. Right. Let's do that.
Fair enough.
Okay. Then Jane, then we'll be done Thursday.
Okay.
What are you gonna do about the leakers? Friday is your only time, obviously, to do any of that. Question. Whether you wanna try to do all of them or whether you don't.
Which, John wants to do them all, let's do the other two.
Well, listen, I sure as hell don't have to do the cabinet. How do you feel if we do it?
On the budget?
I have to. Yeah. At least you gotta open up this first cabinet meeting.
But we're gonna turn.
I think we are gonna have that cabinet very nice then.
That's my point. That's what I thought this was for that purpose.
Well, the cabinet here, then you're willing to do 5 minutes to give that shot. And that was really symbolic for it.
Okay.
So I don't know that you need to do a shoot the day. I mean, if the cabinet has to be heavier hand on a thing like this, John has got to find some procedures whereby Agnew, because I used to go to Verizon, I saw Agnew and others preside over the cabinet for stuff that I have already heard. I've heard the budget through. I don't need to hear it again. That's important. If you're a door doing it, you hear it. Okay, well, I'm talking to John about it.
Well, let me suggest that you want that. Let me suggest.
what price to work on, but I think he's the only one about that, and he had the capability to do it. He won't, obviously, let me line to the word that on the best, but if you've got somebody that's ready for that, you're going to be a bigger conference. Ethan's writing this one, John Gray thinks he's really got a good, Ethan's good, they must go, all right, fine. Price, and look for Grace Jones, and what do you, he knows a little things. Thanks, that's it. Now then, I can get the damn leaders out of the way. I think we should do a bipartisan leaders meeting. Friday morning. Now, if you could do the Republicans and then a bipartisan. And then I think just do, you better do the Republicans or be off the wall. Do a vote. The bipartisan first, and then the Republicans stay, and bring the other Republicans. Go right in front of you. I'd rather have Republicans first.
Jackass UN delegate. example with them.
Well, it changes with each new general assembly.
Well, that, I would check to see whether or not that would be open and offer it to her about the weekend. About as common, but it makes sense. But I think it would be a nice gesture. So, three things. One, get that letter right if you can. Desperately, if you can, somebody to write with that aside. I know that's valid right for me. Should run. And then, you know, that'll supplement what we've got. And I actually put that over our whole bunch of letter writers. Just doing mine personally. I'm, you know, the element, diplomatic style. Get Tom Johnson and get after that thing right away. And if you do that, and I think that he might be your, you see what I mean? But I would definitely, this is a real classy guy.
I just want to,
sure.
Request some time.
How do you want to go about that?
Well, I was calling for those networks, calling the network rooms.
To have another bipartisan leadership meeting tomorrow morning as well. And
really strong pitches, primarily Buchanan, Moore, Sapphire, right? Who else? Sigurd, Burlington. Timmons, of course, always, yeah. Olson. Let me tell you the problem on the other side.
Well, quite frankly, it's worse than I did, because I have out in the Supreme Court, and that is a very impressive sight now. Right after the Trump's the joint chief, everybody, and they goes,
what sense now, you've got to say this, that, for better or worse, respectful to God, and anyway, if you start in that way, it's basically, I was going to expect that, I expect that, if I look in the Oval Office, we're not going to vote for it, it's just trying to say.
Well, you know, we're even announcing this, it's not our, we're either announcing the end of the conflict or the conflict, the Oval Office or not. Recognizing that.
You'd have to add only two to flesh out just to go through that. The flesh out the candidates and judges, you have to think, and I give them the parts of the bipartisan majority, and the times the bias, which was stick with Ireland drawing. It's created, and the flesh out just a little bit, the part about the constellation and so forth and so on, along the lines that we have not too much, or even either about it.
No, we have, I think, we have a chewer's looking, it's very weak in the speech. He's going to be one at the same time, but he was asked to say that it was his goal, which is good, to take out that paragraph, or to say something else.
Yeah, well, I didn't like that anyway.
That's right.
I'm talking about the consultation. I didn't mean consultation with the, I meant the right method being so.
Oh, that.
Expand a little on the explanation of why the president couldn't consult her.
Well, yes, just everybody, I mean, most of the credibility crowd around here would like to make the whole speech on that. But
that's true.
But what, if you, don't you think it's pretty good?
I think it's good now. I think it's good. Not a apologetic. The other was a little too about settling the first round.
I don't think the speech needs to be that long. I think
I don't even trust him. I don't even. I do that one. You have a brief paragraph on consultation.
Oh, there is something in there. You could add this, that I will read the agreement, to put it in a paragraph, the agreement will be made by mutual agreement. It will not be made public until tomorrow. I have met with the and I will read the bipartisan leadership meeting tomorrow on the contents of the agreement. And of course, for other members of this body who desire to be briefed, the briefings will be arranged. I think we should say that. Don't you think so, Al? We'll brief them on that. And any other members of this body, that briefing will be arranged. We can put that in. Maybe there's something to be said for the congressional.
Well, the congressional point I raised, I think, yes, something about that.
Well, the point we raised, the point about it screwing up, is that Al is going to screw up, I'm afraid. I mean, I must say, I think that, let me put it, my going to the Oval Office, I was just on the pitch like everything, this is my going out and saying that Nixon's always needs to do. You know what I mean?
You know,
saying it for the Congress, it's true, they're cheering.